858 WDJX AM Louisville. Gary Jenkins, Gary Griffin, Gary, what was your other air name?
I don't know, but can you turn me on?
Yeah, you're on.
I don't hear myself.
You don't hear yourself.
Turn me up a little bit.
Okay, what if I do that?
There we go. Gotcha.
There you go.
Good
All right.
Deal. And I'm glad they didn't, you know, I was a production manager at the radio station. I'm glad that they didn't put me on the control board. I could never figure it out. You know?
Slide pods, man. Come on. Let's get real. Where are the circles? That's a sacred thing.
Man, it was really great to hear that song, you know? That was,
and Come On Back to Beer?
Come On Back to Beer. I mean, if there were ever two Louisville-type tunes that hit it big, I guess, regional hits, it was those two songs.
That's right.
Anybody out there cruising around right now, maybe cruising around a Frisch's, you know, hearing those tunes, maybe out there cruising around Frisch's in one of those old 55 Chevys or something, or maybe even a 65.
Those things are worth more than I am now. Hi, who's on the phone?
It's Larry.
Larry.
You were asking about the names of the other two Oxfords.
Yes.
Larry Holt.
Larry Holt, that's right.
There you go.
The Holt planet.
Yes. Larry's probably still in town. I'd love it if he'd show up and bring Larry and Jay and Jill and I and the crew went into studio and cut soundtracks for the poetry that Reed was talking about that I never got around to finishing. But somewhere in the files that I tossed in the mountains, that whole soundtrack was still there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when the fear strikes and it's you and the enemy, you're going to lose everything except your life.
All the history we've thrown away.
That's right. Well, thanks for being on and sharing that with us.
You all sound good tonight. Really appreciate the effort.
Tight and bright. What can I tell you?
Keep on enjoying.
All right. Well, so we have Randy Atcher, who's an old friend and who's part of the history of the radio station, has sent us down. Do you remember Soft Shoulders and Dangerous Curves? You don't remember that? I thought you and I were the same age.
Well, we're close to the same age. You know what? I was just thinking of this one thing. I'll leave you in your misery. If this has been the bad old days, what we ought to do at midnight tonight is you go on, not me.
Okay.
You go on and refuse to surrender the frequency and keep this up until they pull the plug.
I'm ready for that. I'm ready for that one. We'll lock the station. We'll do one of the old ones, right? And they'll have to send Pete out to the transmitter shack to pull the plug.
Well, make sure Mac Hunter's down here, will you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I want the headman to be down here, you know, barring the door. To be the last person to shed blood.
We might as well do it. We've done everything else.
I tell you what,
are you going to start telling your stories?
Well, I was just going to say, you know, we've been living in here for about the last 40 hours or so, and this place stinks. I mean, it's pretty. We have really messed this place up. You know,
smells like Woody's apartment.
It was probably a pretty halfway decent place before we got in here, and I can honestly tell you, this place is a damn mess.
And you bring these lovely ladies down in here.
Well, you know, they have to see how we used to live. I mean, to really appreciate us now and our clean cut.
What do you
looks.
Mean, used to, white man?
Well, you know, it's real important. But, I mean, I was just stuff on the floor, you know, I mean, scooting this stuff around. I was just going to say, man, that everybody who's ever worked at these radio stations has a story to tell, at least 10 or 15 really classic, wonderful stories.
All right, let's hear one.
And it's not so wonderful. But I can tell you that one story that I thought was kind of funny was one day Bob Klein was down there at the radio station with me, and it was on a Saturday afternoon, and I was pulling my air shift for the week. It was on Saturday afternoon, worked 10 in the morning till 3 in the afternoon or something like that. And it was when Red Sovine had a song out.
The gentleman.
A song out called Teddy Bear.
Teddy Bear, right.
And so anyway, you know, I just really, I wasn't into that CB music stuff, you know, Convoy and all that stuff.
Right.
And there were a lot of people that really were. And so anyway, you know, this Teddy Bear song is kind of sad. You know, it's about a little kid who's not doing too well. And so anyway, I'm sitting there crying over the end of Teddy Bear. You know, going, oh, this is the worst, saddest song I've ever heard in the last 10 minutes. You know, or something like that. And really just making a federal case out of it. And anyway, a few minutes later, this man and this woman, who looked like they'd been on about a 3-week drunk, you know, some of our really quality.
Be gentle.
Well,
be
okay.
Gentle.
This is nobody who's listening now, though.
Gentle.
Okay.
And
so,
nice. Be gentle and nice.
Well, anyway, these folks, these beautiful people, you know, highly intelligent, beautiful radio listeners, came by the radio station, and basically told me they were going to kill me for making fun of Teddy Bear, and you know, I got kind of upset and picked up the phone and you know, and said, hey, I'm going to call the cops. You see this phone? I'm going to call the cops, you know. And luckily, no shots were fired. But I think, the guys had weapons on them, all kinds of good old stuff.
We were highly opinionated in those days. Have we learned our lesson?
Well, absolutely. I mean, we should never make fun of, Lee Gray was right. Never make fun. Of the music you're playing or whatever like that, but
commercials.
Commercials.
How many of us? Can I tell one on Bert and I?
Oh, absolutely.
Bert and I. I don't know, man. We could go to prison for this.
No, tell it. Is it 7 years gone by?
At least 15.
All right,
have gone by. Well, yeah, but the okay. Remember in the old days where they were doing experiments in subliminal advertising.
Yes.
Now it has gone into art, but in those days it was in film and in audio. You could do slapback echo, and it would go like chicken man, 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 man. Well, when you follow that all the way down to the white noise, it's unintelligible. However, the component of the mind that we refer to as the unconscious will unscramble that, and you'll hear what you said.
Mm-hmm.
So Bert and I were continually laying these white tracks just under certain commercials and certain promos and things where we wanted to promote things that are we wanted to kind of control and move the destiny of the audience.
Yes.
In those days.
Yes.
I just wanted to. this is confession night. We're all confessing our sins. But
Such as.
You wanted me to go that far, didn't you?
Yes, cool.
Is that sins plural or?
Well, let me tell you one
sin.
On Gary. Gary was out one afternoon.
Right.
Are you through?
Vulgarity.
You're not going to tell the whole story.
No, I'm not. It was vulgar. It was something even I have refused to say on radio.
Oh, eight words, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Gary was out one afternoon, and we've been riding out in the KLO trucking van, and.
Notice how close he's sitting to me.
We've always been close.
Love this man for years.
These guys were hugging and kissing a minute ago.
His wife is out of the room.
They were crying on each other's shoulders.
You know what's even worse?
I tried to get jealous last night so that she would hate him and divorce him so we could get back together.
You know what's even worse?
What?
I haven't seen you in 6 years, and that feels good.
and I've been living in a cabin in the mountains for 6 years.
Hey, it's just like the good old days. We were out riding around the van one afternoon.
The heavy Chevy van.
We'd been off KFC or something, and we're coming down Grinstead Drive.
Yes, at Lexington Road.
The car was full. Truck was full. I mean,
full of people.
Yes, it was. Two. And so as we pull up to the light, somebody drives up in a convertible and says, hey, look, it's the heavy Chevy van. Y'all got anything for us? Gary reaches down in the middle
console. We didn't
have
any prizes.
No prizes or anything, but he reaches down into the console and into lunch and grabs a pint of KFC coleslaw. And he says, well, y'all want some coleslaw? And tosses it to them.
Let's tell it right. They said, yeah, give us anything you got.
Are you, sure?
Give it to us. I said, are you sure? And they said, yeah, give it to us.
What?
Well, I was a physics student, but I didn't calculate the...
Come on, you're a Leo. You've got a soft heart. You were feeling guilty because here are some listeners and you had absolutely nothing to give them but your body.
I wanted to give them something.
Yeah,
they got it.
They got it. All over their windshield.
We're going to have
all that slaw.
We'll
the next
go back
day,
into therapy for that one.
The next day, Lee Gray.
Gary, come up here.
Like that, and I went, oh, God.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I went in,
mm-hmm.
and Lee said, he gave me the light treatment, I mean, he's like going, do you realize how you compromise the radio station,
yeah.
and blah, blah, blah.
How
like,
many times have I heard that tiresome
really,
speech?
It could really make you feel bad, but, it wasn't a good thing to do, but, I mean, it just kind of happened, and those things happen.
The listeners never held that against you. When you've seen Gallagher's Act, where they pay to be splattered with all of the food and everything from Sledge-O-Matic?
That's now. This was then.
Another story.
The story on the Chevy van and the giveaway a step further.
Okay, here it goes.
Okay. When I was there, I was driving the Volkswagen Rabbit, and then we had the KLO Money Man.
Mm.
Oh.
And then we had the KLO Chevy van,
mm-hmm.
which was loaded with prizes. The ironic thing about Lee Gray...
We love
the
him.
Different, the
you,
different
you
places
tell, 2 days.
He would send us, because we would cover the general metro area. I was the lucky one that morning to, and this is a sad story, but it's terribly true. He'd given me a list of prizes and the big bag of envelopes and all the fun things of to give away, mm-hmm. and sent me to the West End.
The stuff they used to pay me with.
Right, right. Well, this is the same stuff they pay all radio people.
Right.
90% of all the product that I have to give away,
mm-hmm.
suntan lotion.
Yes.
West End.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Coupons for watermelon.
Mm.
Ooh.
Yes, that's right. That's true.
It is true.
We had a motorcycle. And a motorcycle.
Thank God.
Yes,
thank
you
God
had the motorcycle.
Somebody won that motorcycle that day.
We had a prize package one time. Chris Lundy and I went back in the back of Wacky. Here are these boxes. They just shipped them in, right? Memo staked all over them. Do not open these boxes, right? Bob Thurgolin, Bob Todd, was going to open the boxes. Chris and I look at each other and say, what are they going to have us give away now? Because this was in 1969. This was just before Bill came to us. Skinny Bobby Harper was still the morning disc jockey. The tension in the atmosphere between Wacky and KLO was like a piano wire stretched real tight. No one knew who was going to get to market. We wanted to buy the audience. The disc jockey said, you've got to buy your audience. We've got to give away hotels. We've got to give away property. Beachfront property. We've got to have these high-class prizes. We don't want to give away $10 or $5. You know, $1,000 every time you turn on the radio, right?
So there we are across the street giving away a six-pack of Coke.
Right. Well, guess what? Lundy and I whip out our pocket knives and slice the edges of the boxes to see what they have gotten us into. Guess what? The first thing I reach in and the first thing I pull out is an egg poacher. Made in Taiwan. An egg poacher? What the hell is this?
Hey, you've just won an egg poacher.
Egg poacher from
come
Wacky.
Come on down.
We went through this box. There were the crap in that box we wouldn't give away to our kids, much less the audience. Man, we stormed into the office. Of course, we're in trouble, see, because the memos were all over the box. Don't open the boxes, right? We got Burbank in the back. Now, Gary's a Leo also. Class. You better have something class to give away on Burbank's show, or he would own the station and fire the management, right? We go back, we said, Gary, look at this stuff. They had one of these, you know, in the old days, they used to make these little lead banks, right? And they were mechanical. They were antique items. They maybe sold for $2,300 or something. And, you know, the little guy would raise up his gun, and the bear would open his mouth, and the pot of honey would fall on the floor, right?
Right. We'd all love to have one.
These things were made out of plastic. Chris put a penny in, we'll say, whoa, let's see if it works. The gun shoots the penny and breaks the bank. Well, now we're in Dutch because we've broken one of the prizes. We can scotch tape the box back up, right? But we can't return damaged merchandise. I mean, Don Myers, I hope Don's still around. Don Myers and the guys that came after Al Smith and Bob Todd loved this one. They were sales guys in those days. So that's one of those stories about giving away weird stuff.